Support for this podcast and the following message come from the United States Postal Service. Turn shipping to your advantage with USPS Ground Advantage service. Learn how to gain a competitive edge at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Welcome to The Limits. I'm Jay Williams.
And this one is on the ground and picked up by a lineman at the 27. Here's a lateral and another lateral, a triple lateral. Deion Sanders now at the 30, the 35, 40, 45, midfield, down the sideline. Only Christie can catch him. He's on his way for a touchdown. Neon Deion saluting as he goes. Wouldn't you know, he'd find a way.
Neon Deion. Prime time. No matter what the hell you call this man, Deion Sanders is going to find a way. His name is legendary. And trust me, we could spend this whole podcast listing all the accomplishments. I mean, how many of us can truly say they not won one Super Bowl, but two Super Bowl rings? Not to mention, he's one of the few to play both in the NFL and the MLB. Let me just say that again to the people in the back. He's one of the few to play both in the MLB and the NFL at the same time. This is a man who has never stopped pushing his way to his goal. Nowadays, though, he's doing it by a new name, Coach Prime.
When you come to work, man, you got to come to work wanting to bless, to encourage, to motivate, to help these kids get to the next level.
Deion is now the head coach of JSU, Jackson State University, and you can watch him lead the Tigers to their best season in school history and win the championship in the Barstool Sports documentary series, Coach Prime. But here's the thing. When Deion took the job as an HC, that's sports talk for head coach, by the way, no one actually thought he would be good at it. They all said, well, just because you're a superstar, that doesn't mean you can teach someone else how to become a superstar. Aha, he proved them wrong, like he always does. And now he's putting the Tigers on the national scene. For years, Deion was building his own legacy. Now he's teaching young black athletes how to build theirs. Here's a perfect image of how dedicated he is to his squad. When Deion had foot surgery last fall and things didn't go as planned, that didn't stop him. No. He coached his team from a wheelchair on the sidelines. That is gut and determination. Here's my conversation with primetime Deion Sanders. First off, how you doing, brother?
Man, I'm doing much better. I'm slowly but surely, I'm walking now. I'm taking my time and taking small steps, but I'm walking, and that's a good thing. I'm almost showering without a whole outfit on, like a whole leg sleeve, and I'm so sick of that. I feel like a superhero getting into the shower with all the stuff I have on to protect this and protect that, and I'm all my mm-hmm. thigh is almost healed where I can shower without a plastic bag over it.
I know you got a new docuseries coming out, and I know that's all going to be in the docuseries, but can you give me a little bit of a sense, Prime?
Yeah.
What the hell happened? Because all of a sudden, I see you on a scooter, and I'm trying to backtrack, and I see you in the hospital. I'm like, what's going on?
Well, let me tell you without telling you everything. I was in the hospital for almost a month, and I had 8 surgeries during that time. 8 surgeries, wow. And I lost a lot of blood. And it was hell, where first it was this, then I may lose this, then it was life-threatening. Okay, so it was tough. And I did suffer a loss, a tremendous loss. But I'm making through it. And the toughest thing of all that, getting when I finally got out, and I was taking so many meds, Jay, that it was ridiculous. Because I you got to understand, I've never smoked, never drank in my life, so I've never been high. But taking these meds, man, I see why people get addicted to that stuff, man. So
yes.
I was on so many meds because of the pain was so excruciating that the detox period for me, I was sweating bullets when I got out in the bed. Sweating because I was so used to the meds at night, especially late at night. And it was crazy. But the toughest part mentally and emotionally was someone having to help me into bed, help me out of bed, take me to the bathroom, get me out of the bathroom. I had ramps going up to the front door, rails they had to put in the bathroom so I could get on the darn toilet. I didn't see no end to it at that time. Although I always trusted God, it was just tough, man, emotionally.
I went through a really bad addiction period as well. Did you ever feel like it was at that point where you needed the meds to continue to help you numb the pain that you have physically?
No. When I was in the hospital, I was on a whole lot of meds. When I got out, you know, I had to wean myself off of them, and I did. But just sweating, man, I couldn't understand. Why am I sweating at night? But my body was yearning for the drugs, and I'm like, I can't do this. I can't do that. I can't just pop these pills to make myself feel better.
Prime, I got to ask you this because you're so relevant, man. Everything's always about Prime. All the time, right? People make it about Prime. People make Jackson State about Prime. People make, you know, hey, your relationship with Barstool about, oh, the brand of Prime. How do you then flip that on this axis and make it about the kids?
Because it's always been about the kids. I just have a personality that has an attractability that people want to know more. But my whole life, everything I've done, it seemed like I was about Prime in the NFL, but I was about shedding down that opponent, helping this defense win, helping this team become better. When I went from this place to San Francisco, it wasn't about Prime. Although Prime got defensive MVP, it was about, hey, man, I'm going to dominate this thing. We're going to be better. We're going to win. We. And people have always made it about me, and that's been the blessing and the gift of it, that God has always graced me, man. Because he knew what it's been about for all these years. So he's always given me wisdom, given me understanding, and knowing what move to make.
So how do you, it's been about the on-the-field performance, it's been about the kids now at this stage of your life, but how do you then take that and utilize it to your advantage? Because you as a brand, my man, you are an elite brand. I mean, everybody wants to be associated with you.
Well, I take advantage of opportunities, but opportunities must present themselves, and it has to really be me. Like anything I associate with, it has to really be me, and you have to be authentic or the people won't feel it, or I won't feel it. Like, say, for instance, if I was endorsing a hotel and I've never stayed there, I wouldn't do that. Even though if they wanted to give me a bag, I'm not built like that. I can't live a lie like that. I can't. It has to be really authentic. I really have to feel it, and I have to embrace it to the fact that I know in my moment it's going to help others as well. And I think I got that from my mama. She's raised several foster kids my whole life, several. And we have two twins now that are 16 that she's raising. So it's always been helping somebody. It's all I've ever seen in my life.
Tell me about your background, Prime. What makes you Prime today?
That won't. That desire, that you told me I can't, but I can. I didn't fit in. I don't have to fit in. I'm getting ready to fit out. You say I can't, but I can. I'm sitting up here looking at my favorite book next to the Bible. I got the Bible right here. I could touch it. And the book I'm sitting up, let me grab it for you so you know I ain't lying.
Yeah, let me see it.
It's my favorite book, man, next to the Bible. The Little Engine That Could. Let me tell you something, man. The engine was denied a few times, man. Before he hooked on to that other engine. And he just said one thing, I think I can, I think I can. And that's all it is I believe. That's all it is. I believe. I've never not believed in me and what God has blessed me with. I've never not believed. You could call it cocky, you could call it arrogance, they could call it what they want. But I've truly believed in the gifts that's been bestowed upon me.
So, you know, I have believe on my wrist right here. It's the same. Amen. You got to believe in something bigger than yourself, right?
You got to, because you'll quit on you. Under pressure, you'll quit on you. Under the right in the right situation, you'll quit on you. Enough people against you, you'll quit on you. But you it's something inside of you that it has to be bigger than you. What you're working for, what you're dealing with, what you're here for, it has to be bigger than you. And I love that aspect of it. It's always been bigger than me.
Deion lives that too. When he first thought about coaching, he interviewed with bigger schools in Jackson State, but got rejected. He didn't quit, and he landed with the Tigers. He then took them 11-1 and won their first championship since 2007. By the end of the season, the Tigers are drawing bigger crowds than Deion's alma mater, Florida State University. Now Coach Prime wants to take the JSU Tigers and make them a model for other HBCU teams. This is The Limits from NPR. I'm Jay Williams. More on that after the break.
This message comes from NPR sponsor BetterHelp. What's the right amount of socializing for you? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more alone time. Therapy can help you figure out your boundaries, how to recharge, and your social sweet spot, so you can build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Try therapy with BetterHelp. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Visit BetterHelp.com/NPR today to get 10% off your first month. This message comes from NPR sponsor Progressive Insurance, where drivers who switch could save hundreds on car insurance. Get your quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Bluehost. Try Bluehost Cloud, the hosting plan made for WordPress creators by WordPress experts. With 100% uptime, fast load times, and 24/7 support, your sites can handle high traffic spikes. Visit Bluehost.com.
The Indicator from Planet Money is all in on video games. Not just because they're a fun hobby. Video games are one of the fastest growing businesses worldwide, worth more than the film and music industries combined.
We're seeing some games that are really taking, $500 million to make.
We're taking a week-long look at the video game industry. Listen to the Indicator from Planet Money podcast on NPR.
Why an HBCU, Deion? Why'd you choose Jackson State?
Why not? It's like God closed several doors that I knew should have opened. I knew I was more than qualified. I was more than able. I was more than capable. And God closed those doors for JSU to be the likely one. And once I arrived and seen the atmosphere and set up on that stage, man, and that just seeing my people, man, let me tell you something. Dog, when it's your people, man, when it's your people out there and they're clapping and they're applauding and they have true satisfaction, they have true love and true passion for what you're doing, and the band start playing and the majorette start doing their thing, man, and you see your kids smiling, man. I remember the first time they went on campus for classes, they came back and lined this office. I mean, some of my favorite players, you always have favorites, even though a coach will lie, say you don't, line my office. They like, Coach Prime, boy, the yard is crazy. Coach, they out there, man. I said, what about the teachers? Are they in there? Because you worried about what's out there. Are the teachers in there? Y'all better get these books. We're worried about these dimes on campus. Hit these darn books. So it's that kind of authenticity. It's even going through social. And we go through social because we distribute our messages. We want our messages. But when we get some hate from one of our own, it hit a little different.
But when we get, how so?
Because you expect more. Like, I expect you to shoot me. Because I know you got a gun. But I didn't know you had a knife. You my brother. You stabbing me? Like, it hit a little different. So when we see our people clapping for us, man, and applauding us, man, oh, my God, it's unbelievable, man.
Speaking of that, Prime, I mean, you got Travis Hunter. And yeah, for anybody out there who doesn't know who Travis Hunter is, he's, if not the top recruit last year in all of high school, mm-hmm, he committed to Florida State, place where you went, you played at. Mm-hmm. But Sports Illustrated called this flip, because he obviously went to JSU, the most shocking decision in the history of college football recruiting, Brian.
True.
So tell me, what the hell did you say to Travis Hunter to get him to leave Florida State to play in the ACC to come to an HBCU and play at JSU?
We brought him to a homecoming.
That's all the
time. And it spoke. So now that I got your attention, you come in the locker room, you see the pregame speech, you see how we move, we see how we get down, we got the victory, we come, you see us have a good time afterwards. My son takes you out around town. He shows you how much love and compassion and just enthusiasm that you get from the people here at Jackson. We show you what could possibly be, and we place in your mind, we just plant the seed, man. Do you understand? If you do this, it's one thing for you to go to another school. They didn't expect that. But nobody expects this. if you these guys are Instagram kids, man. They social media kids. If you want to blow that up, do this. You don't have to worry about it. I got you. Everything you're trying to do, you two ways, mainly defensive back, but you're a really, really good receiver. You love the fish. You love to do this. You following in the steps, man. I got you. I'm the navigational system for you. I got you. And I'm going to teach you how to be a man. And talking to mother and the stepfather, I got your baby. I'm going to take care of your baby. Don't worry about that. I'm going to take care of him. You may give me a boy, but when he come back, he's going to be a man. Not only that, he's going to understand business, and he's going to understand timing, and he's going to be much more instinctive. And he's going to be able to see, not just see the field, he's going to be able to see life. I got that. Give me an opportunity to have that part of it. And I got some great recruiters in this locker room, man. Not only the kids, but my coaches. I got a couple go-getters that go get them. That's why we have the number one class in FCS for the last 2 years. We go get them.
All right, take me back on the field for a second, because you led Jackson State to 11-1 to win the FCS championship, the best record in history and first championship win since 2007.
Beautiful.
And you said a quote that was interesting. Prime said, "This is not a moment, but a movement."
It is.
Tell me what you meant by that.
Because don't get caught up in the moment. And we won. No, baby, put a seatbelt on, because we're gonna be here for a minute. This is a movement, baby. We moving. That's why you got to have a seatbelt on, because this ride is going to get a little rough, and we're going to go higher and higher and higher, and you got to buckle up. This is what I see. Every HBCU around the country, man, they're loading up. The kids now are saying, you know what? You're an option. When once upon a time you were not an option. We're loading up athletically. But, Jay, we got to improve business-wise. We got to understand how to do business, like the Power of Five, do business. Like for instance, we just made national news. We were going back and forth about this classic that we had in Memphis, us against Eddie George's Tennessee State team. Mm-hmm. Hey, man, let's look at these contracts, man. So you mean to tell me over 28 years, we've only made $6 million of over 30? What kind of deal is that? Like, what kind of contract is that? That, let's stop playing games and let's do business. So now we pull out and we could go do business right down here in Birmingham, Alabama, 2 games for $3 million. That's business. That's a game. Let's stop wanting to meet at these places and everybody have a party and we can't even afford to make it home because we got – I think 7 or 8 buses for the band. We got 4 buses for the players. We got a 2-night stay for the band as well as the players. And we got to feed them all. So by the time we get home, we lost money. Hmm. The fans are not going to understand because they just want to go party. But we got to train their minds into doing business. And that's where the buck stops. Ooh, I want to disclose so many things, but I can't because it'll put them on the hot seat. I can't
disclose it. Disclose it, Prime. Come on, give it to me. We want the realness here. Don't cheat us.
We got to stop the foolishness, man. I mean, Jay, I'm not a normal coach. Like what I'm saying, I'm not just doing X's and O's and come out encouraging and motivating. Under Armour, I brought him to the school. We did a deal. Okay, I'm sitting here. I want to know what shoe we're going to wear, what sock. I pick every darn thing we're adorning ourselves in for that particular game, including I'm called Rod L and called Zenith. Okay, I got 2 helmet companies competing with one another for our services. And we wear both helmets. Everything we do, the practice field, cut a deal with Walmart, we got a new practice field. It's so much going on and moving parts that – TV contracts. I'm calling commissioner of the swag. Let's talk about the business part of this, okay? Because we how in the world are we playing a game on ESPN and we can't be on the darn ticker? That don't make sense. We just played a game, and you don't have us. I don't understand that kind of stuff. So why? Explain to me what, when, where, and how, and let's pull up all these contracts that we have, even the food. Even the food sources, the training table that so many people take for granted, but I don't, because I know the 2 main things are priorities with young men and parents. What my baby gonna eat and where my baby gonna lay his head. And we got to improve that at all HBCUs, the living conditions, the dorms. We got to really have formidable living conditions that to compare and can compete with the Power Five. So we're not going to keep getting them. Now, it's one thing that we're getting them now, but if we don't change, we're not going to keep them. We got to change, man. We got to change and do stuff fundamentally sound, and business has to make business sense for these youngsters. We got to.
It's a matter of time before some power school calls you and tries to back up the Brinks trucks, tries to give you the bag and tries to have you, hey, what you were able to create at JSU, how come you can't create that here? Or NFL team calls.
I'm not going pro.
How will you?
Pro football is not the, it's not an option.
You would never do pro football.
Never say never, but I have no plans, no thought process. Jay, I'm a real one, man. A guy making a lot of money that don't want to play, I have no patience for that. A guy making millions and millions of dollars don't want to practice, we gonna fight. Like I can't fathom that. I can't fathom that. And that's why I don't think I would be a good pro coach. I wouldn't even want to put myself in that situation dealing with millionaires that don't want to play the game and don't love the game.
Okay. Okay, how about Florida State?
They already had that opportunity, didn't they?
If they came back, Prime,
If it would have, could have. I'm going to tell you something, man. I preach, I got to be where my feet are. And I'm where my feet are, man. Like, I'm in it. I'm in this thing, blue, red, and white. I'm in this thing at Jackson to the end, man. Like, to the end, right? Like, I'm so locked in and so focused on being the best I could be. I don't fathom that.
Deion is locked in. The man truly believes that he can change the game for his players and HBCUs. And part of that is not only coaching them on the field, but more importantly, off of it too. Last year, the NCAA changed its rules, allowing players to be compensated when brands, logos, video games, and any other big business wants to use their name, image, and likeness, otherwise known as NIL. And Coach Prime was a huge advocate for it. He wants his players to get the bag. But after the break, he explains he doesn't want the smaller paycheck to distract from the bigger one. This is The Limits from NPR. I'm Jay Williams.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, Progressive. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit their website to get a quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, and their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. Then just choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sell without needing to code or design. Just bring your best ideas and Shopify will help you open up shop. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/NPR.
There are a lot of issues on voters' minds right now. Six big ones could help decide the election. Guns, reproductive rights, immigration, the economy, healthcare, and the wars overseas. On the Consider This podcast from NPR, we will unpack the debates on these issues and what's at stake. You can listen to NPR's Consider This wherever you get your podcasts.
Every coach says they want to build their players on and off the field, on and off the court. But Deion is doing it differently. This is a man who knows the highest levels of success and what comes along with that. He wanted his players to get paid, so he backed the NIL rule changes. Coach Prime is always trying to push the limits of how his players think, even about subjects such as how to deal with attention and fame by inviting a young woman to give them straight talk about their potential lifestyles. If everything goes according to plan, these young men will see success. And so Deion is teaching them how to conduct themselves with attention in every space. Lessons he wishes he had learned sooner. I even see, Prime, what you've been able to do with Jackson State. And it leads me to the partnership that you have with Barstool. And I have to ask this because it was just really intriguing. So you're at a HBCU, and your partnership is with the media brand that the demographic they distribute to mostly Caucasian people, right? White people in the Midwest. Why that partnership? What made you think about that from a branding business perspective?
Well, Gilly and Wallow are dear friends of mine, and they put that on my radar. When we were just having a casual conversation one day, and I said, you know, I may do a podcast. Man, I got so much inside of me, so much on my heart, on my mind. I need to talk. I never get a time. I never get an opportunity to exhaust it. They said, what don't you do with Barstools? I said, what you mean? They said, you can do with Barstools. I said, for real? I mean, it was just that simple. And Erica, the president and everything, flew down.
Erica Nardini.
And shoot, we had a deal within days, man. That's just how expeditious it happened. And they've been there for me. They've had my back. They've come into this environment with open arms and just blown the doors off. I mean, everything I do, everything we do is a camera on us. And we compile this documentary and we put out these episodes. And I'm just excited about it. I love it. And you get ownership in it because you get to tell your story. And I want to be able to tell my story the way it is. And these young men, and it gives them exposure they would have never garnished. And it's a beautiful thing, man. I'm excited about it. I'm excited about the relationship as well.
I mean, it's such great brand awareness. I mean, you have some of the biggest college football coaches that don't get that daily kind of distribution as it relates to who they are and how they operate. Like, was there an adjustment period for some of your players, Prime, and how to deal with cameras always being on?
Somewhat, but I took it through them. You know, some of the guys that I knew that had that it, that had that attractability and I knew would perform, I mentored them. I sat down and we had mentorship classes in regards to media. I had all the media outlets locally come down, set up their cameras, and we did dummy interviews and allowed them to see how they sounded, how they looked, what words they used, and you know what I'm saying, all that stuff. We eliminated all of that so that they could articulate themselves properly on air, and it works. And we keep using that model. The guys that I feel like are great storylines, great stories, we're going to put them through training, man. Some of the new guys is coming in.
One of the things you did, and we talked about this on ESPN, I think it would be such a unique story for our listeners to hear on NPR. You brought in Brittany Renner to your school, right? And Brittany Renner she's a model. She's all over Instagram. And literally, she said, I feel like my DMs, it's like a Nike store. It's nothing but checks. And you called the whole scenario, I'm putting young athletes on game. Can you please explain to my audience what you meant by that?
If I would have had a Brittany Renner in my life in college to put me up on game, to tell me the do's and the don'ts and the whole game plan and the playbook of women and how the scheme goes. I'm using football and basketball terminology, how the scheme goes and how the plays they run and how the picks the other brawls run. If I had known that, I would be at least $25, $30 million richer because of the mistakes I've made, because of the associations that I've had, because of the relationships that I gotten into when I should have known what time it was. Even as savvy and keen as I was, I didn't see it. So I bring in a Brittany who not only has game, but who's smart as a whip. I mean, when I tell you this girl, forget her sex appeal, her beauty, forget all that. She's smart. She's highly intelligent. And people look past that and say, oh, she's just this, she's just that. The girl is smart. And to sit her in front of my team and to start off with, I could have any one of y'all in here if I wanted you to. Oh, that got the attention right away. That's how she came out the gate. Any one of y'all in here, so don't even play like I can't. Don't even play like I can't. This is how the game is played. And she sat down and broke down how the game is played from the woman's perspective, because the guys don't even understand it's a game. Yeah, it's some love out there, and we found it. It's some wonderful women out there, but it's a lot of people out there with game, especially with the access to this. Everybody's giving their playbook away. You're telling them what you like. You're telling them where you're going to be. You're telling them who you are. You're telling them your family situation. They know if you're going through. You've dispersed your whole playbook on social media, and they know how to play it. They've read your book, and they know how to attack.
How's it been with NIL? Obviously, for a kid like Travis Hunter, I can only imagine, due to the visibility that you guys have, the brands that will come knocking at the door, mm-hmm. you've been a huge advocate for that from the beginning. How much has that changed the game for you guys?
It's changed the game somewhat, but I want these kids to get theirs. I want them to get paid. I want them to get what's rightfully theirs and what they can garnish. But I don't want them to lose track of the NFL. That's where the big money comes. Don't get so focused on the NILs, you lose your passion and your commitment and your purpose to go to the NFL. I have a problem with that, but not only this. I have a problem with some of the majors now. It's fine. I just want to ask you a question because you're very intelligent and a relevant man. You see some of these college kids get humongous NIL deals. You hear about it. What have you seen them on? So is it really an NIL deal, or is it really the boosters figuring out a way to get you some paper? See, our kids, you see them on the stuff that they say they endorse. They got a deal. You see them. Others, I don't see it. I hear about it. I don't see it. So is that a deal, or that's a hookup? I'm not mad, but just say what it is. I wish we
just
had
be transparent with it.
They had the funding to give the hookups, but we don't. We don't. But they hooking them up. Yeah, they hooking them up because I don't see them.
No, I mean, but that's always been the challenge, though, right? Because once NIL, name, image, and likeness opened up, that seems like the natural transition, right? Big boosters that have already been giving, right, to endowments and things of that sort, they can just kind of take that corner, turn it, and say, okay, this is a typical endorsement, even though it's really not, but it's just another way to put money right in the kid's pocket.
But I got to at least see you on something. Let's at least pretend. Let me see you on something. Let me see you hold up the book or something to say, you know, let me see you hold up something. I need to see you with Gillette or something. Just hold up something. Let me see it. I don't see it. I just heard you got a million. You got a half a bill, half a meal. But deal, it ain't seen you on nothing.
So I love your line. Don't focus so much on the NIL and lose sight of the NFL.
Right.
Speaking of the NFL, no HBCU player were taken in the 2021 NFL.
True.
Do you think that will change next year?
That better change this year in a couple months. I'm thinking we're going to have at least five. I'm hoping for 5 to 10 kids that are drafted. Wow. I'm hoping for that because that's not what it should be, but I'm good with that because if we just double that each year, we have 5, then 10, then you know, 20, and we just keep going, I'm good with that. The reason last year as well, because we played in the spring too. Mm-hmm. We played in the spring. Everybody had already played their season and they had the time to go through the evaluation and all that. We played in the spring. I'm all HBCU. So that was tremendous as well. I know what I've seen on that field as opposition. I know what I've seen on the field with our uniform on. If some kids can flat out ball, and they deserve the opportunity to play in the NFL. And I hope the NFL do the right thing and just give them an opportunity. We're about to have a pro day on the 21st. Now, pro day is when all the scouts, you guys have it in basketball, when the scouts mm-hmm. you do your thing. Yeah. This is my problem with pro day. Now, if you're a small school, like predominantly the HBCUs were, they normally went to the biggest pro day in that state or in that nearby, Mississippi State or Ole Miss, and they just jumped in and they did their stuff. The scout is sitting there with his head down. They run their 40. The scout don't even look up. He's engaged in a conversation, waiting on this guy from Mississippi State or Ole Miss to continue. We're having our own pro day. We got Mississippi Valley coming. Alcorn coming. We got Mississippi College coming. Delta State coming. I wanted Grambling to come as well as Southern as well, but they say they're out of state. They can't. I'm like, well, change the rules. Why would they go to a pro day at LSU and nobody cares? Won't we have our own pro days, plural, pro days, and do our own thing? Why do we have to succumb to that? Change the rules because the rules don't work for us at HBCUs. It don't work. We need our own pro days.
Man, you just wrote a sermon today. You preached the good word today,
man. You make it easy, my man. I'm talking
Come
to
on,
the
man.
I'm talking for the dog, the homie, man. Come anytime, on, man. Anytime you need me, I got you, man.
I got to tell you, I just, you know, real talk, man. I end up meeting a lot of people in this industry. And there's always those people that you think are going to be that person. And then you meet them. You know exactly where I'm going. He's like, damn, you ain't nowhere close to what I thought you were. And when I talked to you, even when I called you and we had that real conversation back in the day about life, I've always appreciated you, man, for just being your true damn self.
Thank you.
It's something that a lot of people can't do as they continue to climb and ascend. They change, but you stay the same and you're more grounded as you continue to evolve. And I respect the hell out of that.
So, man, I appreciate it, my brother. Thank you. Anytime, man. Anytime you need me, I don't care. We have to weigh in on anything. I'm there.
I'm with you, man. Special thanks to Dion and his team for making this happen. You can watch Dion in action on the Barstool Sports docuseries Coach Prime. And for more from my conversation with Dion, subscribe to The Limits Plus. This week, we dig into his relationship with the guy who taught him how to succeed, the great Kansas City Royals manager, Dick Houser. You don't want to miss it. The Limits is produced by Karen Kinney, Mano Sundaresan, Lena Sunsgeri, Barton Girdwood, Brent Bachman, Rachel Neal, Yolanda Sanguini. Our executive producer is Anya Grundman. Music by Ramtin Arab Louie. Special thanks to Charlotte Riggi and Aaron Register. Keep it moving and stay positive.
This message is brought to you by NPR sponsor Lisa in collaboration with West Elm. Discover the new natural hybrid mattress, expertly crafted from natural latex and certified safe foams, designed with your health and the planet in mind. Visit leesa.com to learn more.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Capella University. With Capella's FlexPath learning format, you can earn your degree online at your own pace and get support from people who care about your success. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Across America, history is often recorded on small markers. You've probably seen them on the sides of roads, in front of buildings, in the middle of nowhere. NPR's Laura Sullivan spent a year investigating thousands of markers and found a distorted version of America's history, but also curiosities, humor, and joy. Listen to the new episode of The Sunday Story on the Up First podcast from NPR.